One of the security officers, a man with captain's insignia on his uniform, his prominent jaw almost ridiculously square, his eyes all but hidden under the partly raised blast visor of his helmet, led a party of four other security personnel toward the Jedi. Luke turned to face them.
Master Luke Skywalker.
The captain's voice was deep and grim. He came to a halt 2 meters from Luke. The members of his detail, thrown off by his sudden stop, skidded a little to make sure they did not bump into their superior.
I am Captain Savar, Galactic Alliance Security.
He held up a black data card, small in his gloved palm.
This is a warrant for your arrest. I now exercise it. Please do not offer resistance.
Luke could feel Han and Jaina bristling, but the other Jedi remained calm. He could also feel Ben, meters away, agitated and determined. Luke put on a broad, welcoming smile. I wouldn't think of causing you trouble, Captain. May I disarm myself?
Carefully.
The captain was clearly not put off by Luke's compliance, but Luke sensed disappointment from some of the security troopers and most of the bounty hunters. And curiously, from many of the onlookers beyond the circle of troopers. Luke spared them a glance. Many of them, far more than if the plaza crowd had just been random visitors arriving at or leaving the Senate building, were holding holocam rigs, many of professional quality. Slowly, Luke took his lightsaber from his belt. But as Savar stepped forward to reach for it, Luke passed it to Leia. She clipped it to her belt alongside her own. Savar stopped abruptly. His expression turned to one of disapproval.
That, Master Skywalker, does not constitute full cooperation.
Leia turned a scornful look at the captain.
I'll wager you a month's salary, yours, not mine, since I don't receive a salary, that your warrant doesn't mention his lightsaber. Warrants almost never do. You know why? I suspect not. It's because the damage each one does is indistinguishable from the damage of any other, so they are of almost no use as forensic evidence. Now, does your warrant specify his lightsaber?
Savar looked at her, but ignored the question. He returned his attention to Luke.
Please turn around and place your hands behind your back. I have instructions to shackle you.
Luke obliged, turning to face his companions. He kept up his cheerful demeanor. It wouldn't do for any of the holocams to see him looking irritable, for any recordings of such a response would appear on the news broadcasts. Captain Savar grasped Luke's right wrist and snapped a stun cuff upon it. Han was not as cordial as Luke.
Are you under orders to treat him like a common criminal, Bantha Brain?
Luke felt Savar stiffen, felt a rush of frustration, anger, and yes, guilt from the officer. It startled Luke. Clearly, this was no prosecutorial lackey enjoying the arrest, but someone who regretted it.